On Thursday, strange sounds will echo around Dartmouth's Thayer Building. A new piece of music will debut inside the atrium there. The arrangement will be played using student-designed instruments, all under the guidance of an avant-garde classical composer. NHPR's Todd Bookman has this preview.
The composer is 34-year-old Molly Herron, a Princeton-based musician who counts everything from Indonesian and Norwegian folk to American roots as an influence.
I've got a classical background. I come from the classical tradition, but I think of myself as just sort of interacting with sound.
Herron was commissioned by Dartmouth to celebrate the engineering department's 150th anniversary. She spent the past few months working with a group of students, exploring and designing musical instruments, but perhaps not ones you'd expect.
If you sit down and try to make a violin or make a French horn, you're just going to do a bad job of making something that already exists perfectly beautifully in the world. So that's not what this was about at all. So I wanted to show a bunch of just wildly different approaches to making sound with objects, which is all an instrument is. It's just an object that makes sound, which is basically everything around us.
Wood, metal, strings, and plastic. The students under Herron's guidance didn't go for beauty. They went for different and challenging.
My name is Joshua Elliott. I'm a second-year engineering grad student.
Elliott's instrument is a take on the musical saw, but he's bolted on a whammy bar.
What it looks like, that is an interesting question. I'd almost describe it as something that you'd sort of expect to see in like the deli section at a supermarket. Maybe it's a cheese slicer. I guess the classic thing would be to say, I'm not formally trained in music, so this is pure experimentation. Yeah, I mean, I think it, on some level, it definitely does open up the things that you're willing to look at. I mean, it also means that maybe it's not as likely to actually sound good at the end.
The Brooklyn-based percussion group Teague will be playing these instruments under Molly Herron's guidance. Teague member Amy Garapick demonstrates how to create resonance from a simple skinny 3-foot-long rod of metal.
And if we hold these rods in the middle and use a little bit of rosin, which is what violinists use on their bow, to create friction, we can move our hand along the rod to create this beautiful sound. And we can sustain that sound by moving back and forth, or we can make it really loud.
There are larger instruments as well, chimes in different lengths and diameters. And thin sheets of metal that produce almost a thunderclap type of sound. Herron says the piece she's composed for these instruments draws on more than 40,000 years of musical history, from flutes made of hollow swan bones to carbon fiber and nylon objects. They each produce a sound, and when done right, a feeling.
I think that one of the amazing things about music for me is that oftentimes you can have these really physical experiences when you're listening to something. There was just a rush of energy there, and I felt it in my body, and it felt like I was lifting up or being pushed down, or, you know, music is physical. It's an entirely physical experience.